The German coalition, which has governed for just a few months, appears to have survived the latest crisis over migration. Chancellor Angela Merkel has just emerged from 5 hours of crisis talks after her interior minister threatened to resign. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
CDU und CSU drohen im Asylstreit auseinanderzubrechen.
Delivering tips on how to avoid a breakup, German news reporters were left with nothing but speculation about the state of their government as the day dragged on.
Germany's interior minister and leader of the Christian Social Union Party has offered his resignation from both posts following a major rift with Chancellor Angela Merkel over migration policy.
Horst Seehofer may be a Merkel ally, but he's also been her biggest headache, rejecting the deal she won from EU leaders to help restrict migration as inadequate. He's driven by his own pressures ahead of October elections in Bavaria from the right-wing Alternative for Deutschland. As Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Seehofer met in Berlin, anti-EU politician Nigel Farage was positively gleeful.
I don't think, even if Mrs. Merkel went down on her knees and said, I'm sorry to the German people, that frankly that's good enough. She has to pay the price for one of the biggest political mistakes we've seen in modern times. She is finished. It's just a question of when.
But Angela Merkel has 13 years of political experience and she's not going down without a fight. One of her MPs, Kai Whitaker, was turning the pressure back on Mr. Seehofer, who'd wanted to see Germany's borders closed to refugees who'd already registered elsewhere.
He's at least half to blame for as well. But again, this is not a blame game. This is about can we solve the issue on the table? And I think there is a deal to do, but Horst Seehofer has to swallow his ego a bit.
And as the hours passed, Mr. Seehofer was looking increasingly isolated. Markus Söder, the Bavarian state premier, seemed to be stepping away from his own colleagues' take-no-prisoners approach. We've always been willing to make compromises, Mr. Söder said. One thing is clear, the stability of the government is not a question for us. In the end, after 5 hours of discussions, there was no more talk of Horst Seehofer quitting, and both sides are claiming they've found a good compromise after what they called a hard struggle to install a new border regime where Germany meets Austria, setting up transit centres to process asylum seekers and quickly returning them to the countries where they first registered. A deal is done, but few expect this to be the last time Angela Merkel comes under pressure for her past migration policies. This is Lisa Miller for AM.